hard labor. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The Apostle Paul writes this scripture to highlight the fact that death is something that you have to work for. It doesn't just happen randomly. He clearly says that we are paid in the currency of death as a result of our sinful works or lifestyle. However, he gives us the hope to know that we have been offered the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear Lord, help us to realize that you are a just God and will not withhold from us what we justly deserve. When we go to work, we eventually are paid our wages, and that is by law. Well, it's the same thing with you, Lord. According to the Old Testament, the Bible says the soul that sinneth, or the soul that lives in sin, shall die. Death in that sense means to be separated from you, Lord, because you are a just judge. You will not withhold our wages from us. However, you are so gracious, you became a man and took the punishment of our sins. Lord, we are truly grateful, knowing that it is through your sacrifice we are redeemed. Help my brother and my sister, who is living a sinful life, still hoping to somehow ask for forgiveness in a moment if you should appear. Moreover, God, help those who are trying to attain righteousness by their own good works. Help them to understand that righteousness comes as a result of having faith in Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. Help us to understand that every day we are transformed as a result of the things we do. We are transformed into an image that reflects Satan or an image that reflects God. At your coming, you will take a look at us, and whomever we resemble the most, we will spend eternity with. Enjoy this peace called hard labor. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I want to come home, but desires within are holding me back from your purpose on my life. Sin is cutting deep, and it's sharper than a knife. But I heard you sent your son to shed his blood and give his life. There must be some kind of love. You didn't even think twice. Wash me, cleanse me, make me whole again. If you do this for me, Lord, I'll give you 10 out of 10. Whatever I have to give up, my sins and my pride, as long as it ends with your spirit inside. I remember the days I was free as a bird. These days I'm confused. Don't even read your word. Don't even lift my hands. Don't even stop my feet. Got scales on my eyes and I can't even see. I believe that you came. I believe that you died. You suffered and you bled. You were crucified. I have faith in the Holy Spirit's power. And I need you, Lord, every hour. Gone are the days when I thought I was the boss. I gambled with my life while you hung on the cross. Now I'm asking you, Lord, for your mercy. Please don't let the devil hurt me. He told me last night that I was done, but I read somewhere that I'm your son. So I'm asking you for your favor, because the devil got me doing hard labor.
Galatians 2:21. If righteousness could be gained through the law, then Christ died for nothing.